This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
I am a mom, and there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2110.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Well, I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We have a lot of things to cover here in this next hour of Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. That's the first website. And, of course, the next one coming up alongside of it is ncs51.com. We have two websites. We're going to be merging them this week into one. So to make it a lot easier for you, but the historical content of the first one is going to always be there, so that you want to rely upon that, especially when you try and get it right and correct about what's going on with the New California State movement. Okay, we've got a real special guest with us, an exceptional American, absolutely an exceptional American. I'm going to give you a 1 minute primer on who we have here. And this was last month, Orange County Board of Supervisors.
Peggy Hall, Aliso Viejo, and Supervisor Wagner, I'm calling on you today to make a motion to terminate this. You may be immune from COVID. You are not immune from the law. Here's the lawsuit for the San Diego Board of Supervisors individually being sued. We are going to sue you for fraud. Fraud is a felony, and a felony carries a prison sentence. And you are perpetrating fraud on the public by allowing this local health emergency, which has no grounds in California law. This man, Chow, has repeatedly broken the law by refusing to give you evidence as required by law to support this. Are you aware that unless you terminate this unlawful local health emergency today by vote, you are required to do so by the California Emergency Services Act? You cannot allow this to stay. It must be terminated at the earliest date possible, which is today. And you are aware that you work for the public, and the public demands you to terminate this today.
Your time is up. Thank you.
Well, your time is up at that meeting, but with us right now is Peggy. Peggy, great job. Great job there.
Oh, thank you, Paul. You know, it used to be that we would have 3 minutes to speak before the Board of Supervisors. That speech was 2 minutes, and believe it or not, they've cut it down to 1 minute. But I should be grateful, I suppose, to the powers that be, because I've heard from many counties where their lawmakers are actually breaking the Brown Act, which provides and protects our right to speak in front of these lawbreakers, and it's just going downhill pretty fast. But yeah, I would love to fill in the listeners as to exactly what happened and what the aftermath is, because things are going quickly here.
Yeah,
as you know.
I know. Yeah, and I do want to get into it, and I do want to get into the health director a little bit. But tell us what's happened since, because that was about June 12th, I think. At least that's what it shows on the video. Tell us what's happened since then.
Yes, that was about a month ago, and the reason we were victorious is because at least a month ago, they had some semblance of abiding by the law or perhaps fearful of going to prison, because there are lawsuits against county health officers, Board of Supervisors individually, as well as lawsuits against the person who's pretending to govern this state, and the person who came from the CDC a few months ago to ruin the health department for the state of California. All of those individuals are being sued, and fraud is a felony, and a felony carries a prison sentence. And as of now, we still do have a skeleton judicial system functioning, so we're hobbling along on two branches of government. And what I wanted to do, Paul, was I wanted to make a public statement, which was less for the Board of Supervisors, and it was more for the world, so that they would understand what is happening in every nook and cranny. And I know you and I are here in California, and we are going to have a new society, a new state, a new way of living with those who are freedom loving and do want to abide by lawful law. So my statement was really for the society at large, so that they would understand that every single thing that's going on now is unlawful because there is no emergency. And when there is no emergency, even if an emergency existed that was valid, none of these orders are within the scope of the law. Now, I realize we're teetering on a very thin strip of ice here, very, very thin ice here, because we really are moving into a lawless society.
Yeah.
But what my goal is, Paul, is to give other people hope so that we can band together, which is what you're doing with the new California state. There needs to be a beacon of hope. There needs to be a destination that we are sailing to. And at thehealthyamerican.org, I want everybody to hop on board this ship, because we need all hands on deck. We're going to be attacking this from the air, the sky, which is the air, the sea, the ground, the sneak attacks, the infiltration, the stealth moves that they don't even see us coming. And that's what happened with the Board of Supervisors. They didn't think anybody was going to read the law. And I happened to read the law and understand it. But here's the aftermath, Paul. Because they know that they have no leg to stand on, they can no longer say, well, there's an emergency. They have turned over, because there is no mask mandate in the state of California, period. There is no mask mandate in Orange County and in many counties, Riverside and others. Those that are still trying to impose it are working unlawfully. Some cities are completely rogue, where a mayor is issuing a proclamation of a health order. There's not even any legal validity to that. We are exposing them all one by one. They are so ignorant of the law, it leaves me speechless. The law enforcement officers are ignorant of the law. So our job at the Healthy American is to educate as many people as possible, because some very well-intended individuals think they have to wear a mask into Costco, and they don't. And the reason why it's so important to educate them is because we need a visible, people need to see others who are like-minded and who are standing for freedom. And if I can wrap up with one more sentence, and we'll move on to the health officer, as you wanted to do. What they did, Paul, is this. Because the government no longer has, you know, the emperor has no clothes, as you know. We've pointed it out and people are seeing it. So here's what they did. They put the law enforcement, they are strong arming the businesses.
Right.
They are coming out with, you know, phrases and utterances to tell the businesses to put up a sign that says no mask, no service, which is completely against civil law. It's against, it breaks the Constitution. It breaks every manner of non-discriminatory laws. How is how are people now going along with mask privilege? Okay, I don't have mask privilege, right? Only the people wearing a mask can buy food for their family. They are using grocery stores as law enforcement.
Right.
So here's the call to action. Everyone listening, call your sheriff, call your police department, call the manager at the store and ask this simple question. Where is the law enforcement authority? So the manager at Walmart now is a policeman. Do you know that the manager at Walmart cannot even legally apprehend a shoplifter because he is not law enforcement? I want everyone to understand this point. We are going to get them every time they think they've got us. You know what? We are several steps ahead because we have a brain that's not deprived of oxygen from wearing the mask. So you are going to call them on it. You are going to say, show me your badge because are you arresting me? Are you law enforcement? By what authority do you have to enforce a non-existent mask mandate? And I want the sheriff's department and the police department to be so embarrassed that they have given away their law enforcement authority to the manager at, you know, to the clerk at CVS. So the clerk at CVS now is a deputy? Does he have a badge? How is he enforcing the law? He cannot even apprehend me for shoplifting, but he can apprehend me for not wearing a mask? Come on. Come on. That's what I want everyone to do. You're not calling to say, you're not calling the law enforcement to make them allow you to shop at the store. Please understand me, friends. Many people are confused on this. You are calling law enforcement to get in a statement who has the authority to enforce the law, period. And you bring that document with you to Walmart and you show them, you have them read it. Furthermore, every major corporation has something called a code of ethics. It's not on their website. They're not going to put that on their website. You need to do an internet search. It's in their organizing documents for their corporation. You're going to search for the language such as non-discrimination, protection of classes, ethics. You print that paragraph out, and I've got them at thehealthyamerican.org. I'm going to have a resource page where you can print that out. You carry that with you to Walmart. You have the manager read it from in the Walmart's own writing that says they will not discriminate against you, and then see if they let you shop. They have taken it out of the government. They're putting it. They're strong arming these businesses. And Paul, it's hush money. It is fraud. You thought Hillary was bad with her corruption? You ain't seen nothing yet. These major corporations, you and I are paying them out of our tax dollars to enforce these things, and I, for one, am not going to stand for it. End of rant.
Yeah, well, the very healthy rant, and you notice I didn't stop you. it's necessary to hear these things, and of course, you're just a fellow traveler here at Agenda 21 Radio in New California, because this is exactly what we've been trying to tell people, and of course, you're now another voice that's out there doing a brilliant job, I might add. And, this is the thing, is that this is what they're doing is that they're weaponizing the stores now. And through their own management system. See, this is the growth of these dictatorial bureaucracies, because stores really are bureaucracies fundamentally. And so we'll just weaponize and to some degree we'll deputize these store managers and the employees, and they'll do all the mask shaming and all this other good stuff, but also they'll start denying you service. And that's the evolution of this sort of thing. And, of course, this is why Newsom has doubled, tripled down now. Because California has to be the first example for the rest of the nation to follow. And, of course, you pointed it out absolutely correctly that we do not have a government that has three co-equal branches of government any longer. The legislature is out of it. They're completely separated. And that's really a good thing for New California. This is the bright side of this. Our task to make New California means that we have to meet with the legislature concerned. And now, since the California legislature has no function, we think we can put it to pretty good use in their approvals of New California, because, you know, we, after all, there have been several legislators who've contacted me and said, how do we get out of this mess, you know, that they're in? And, you know, I've said, well, you know, you can form a new state, and that's what they're looking at. We've got five so far, two Democrats and three Republicans. So people are listening in the legislature because they see that there's something terribly, terribly wrong here.
You're absolutely right, Paul. And I have to say, I'm an optimist by nature. I've always been one who looks at the bright side. And I all in the darkest of days, I will ask myself, what good can come from this? Let me, you know, where can I find the good that can come from this? And better yet, I can't wait to see the good that comes from this. And the good that's going to come from this is what you've been working on. You've seen this. You've been documenting it. I read those grievances. I'm going to be sending people more and more. I'm going to be speaking at the Capitol next week about, you know, side by side with some of your representatives. And this is exactly what we need to do, is turn people toward an actual new society, new way of living. And it does give people hope. We need to rally the troops. Despair is one of the weapons, and that is why they are grinding us down. I need to mention, you said they are weaponizing the store. Do you know the word that the CDC, not that they have any authority whatsoever, but it's just hilarious. They're another stooge, another puppet. There used to be two stooges at the health department. Now these are all stooges, meaning yeah. they're placeholders. You know,
yep,
and the thing about, oh, let's get that health officer out of position. It doesn't matter. It's a placeholder. That's just, they're just going to put him in maybe with somebody even worse, as I say. So that's not my goal. I've never asked for anybody to resign or, you know, any of that. I know what's going on. These are puppets, and they're dancing to the puppet master. But here's what the CDC said, and I quote, now they are recommending that everyone, again, it's empty recommendation, but here's the word they used. Masks are the weapon against this disease. Okay, so all of this language now, because we are in a war and people need to decide which side they're on, and then they need to find out which platoon they want to be on. And there are many groups that are forming coalitions. That's what we need. We need people focusing on different areas like vaccines, and you know, we all have our battles, and mine is about truth and freedom, and as we have it, at least for now, helping people understand the law, which is imperative as we move forward with the new state. People have to understand how societies operate. This is my background. I've got a degree in, not that it matters, but I've studied this. This has been my passion, is how societies are organized and by what authority do these people have to rule us? And you know what? They don't.
They don't.
I have one ruler, and that is God. And I follow him, and I follow his laws. And if man doesn't follow them, I don't abide by those.
Now, the other thing too, and I'm going to get into this because this is their little network, is through these health officials. We have one up here. Who was born in Ho Chi Minh City and got a grant from Paul Soros, brother of George Soros, the Paul Soros Foundation. Now, Paul Soros is since deceased, but she got a grant to go to the University of Washington. Of course, that's the one of the major universities that's providing all the propaganda data that's going out about the COVID virus. And anyway, she comes up here. She gets hired in January. And they form a joint task force between, or agency between two counties. And this person is, you know, when she comes out and starts becoming a dictator-ist and ordering us around communist style. I mean, the first thing I did when I saw her videos, I threw it up there and said, this is the face of communism. And of course, everybody shuddered in the counties, but this is exactly what it is. Now, you've got one. Other counties have one. I mean, I'm starting to look around at the rest of the counties in California or even the nation, and these people start popping up, and they seem to be Soros-funded.
Paul, we have a lot of communists in the government, and I know it's hard for people to accept that, but it's the truth. And in Orange County, it's the similar situation. This fellow, you know, from Vietnam, communist regime. So that's their background. I'm just stating a fact. You know, everyone has an ethnic background. I'm just stating what his is. And he also was put in charge in April, the end of April. We've had many, many turnovers with the health officers. I think a couple of them actually have a conscience and don't want to end up dead or in prison. I think in prison is probably the worst of the two choices. And so there's been a lot of turnover. The one for the state of California came from the CDC. She was put in January. And you probably know this also, that these health officers never had this type of power, except that came into being in January of this year. What a quinky dink, as some people say. That horrendous bill, that act that was passed in October, November, was instituted in January. That changed the face of the health officer authority, and it still is unlawful. I don't care if they said they can tell everybody what to eat every day. It still has no basis in law. But here's who you're dealing with. In Orange County, this fellow who just came in at the end of April to become the petty tyrant.
Chow was his name?
Yes. He actually was approved by our Board of Supervisors, even though that Board of so appointed by the governor, excuse me, it's hard for me to say that word.
Dictator, I can say it.
Yes. well, it's basically a terrorist, because a terrorist is a person who inflicts the threat of fear over a population for political gain. So he was appointed, and even though he was guilty of taking money from AstraZeneca.
Oh, shocking.
Keeper, and shocking. AstraZeneca, if you do a search on that, you will see that they are the ones that are going to come out with the vaccine very quickly. So this fellow is guilty because he paid a fine, and he actually admitted that he took the money. They approved him anyway. So we've got a criminal, I mean, a convicted criminal. This isn't my opinion. There's plenty of stories on it in the news. I'm just stating the facts here. A convicted criminal who is telling you what you're supposed to do with your individual health behavior. So how would you like it if you were told you have to go to bed at 10 o'clock at night? All the electricity will be turned off, by the way. So you go to bed at 10 o'clock at night. You will get up at 6 o'clock. There will be an alarm that will go off. You will go to your front door where your weekly food has been delivered, depending on the number of calories that this health officer thinks you should have and the amount and type of food that he thinks you should have. And you will be monitored with your Fitbit. And if you don't do your steps that many of these people already have willingly agreed to with this Fitbit all of these years, if you have not gotten in your steps, you don't get your food for the next week. You follow me here?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
People are going to eagerly follow this because they want somebody to tell them to do it with their life. And this communist background individual is the perfect one to do it. So how do you like that scenario? I personally won't be a part of it because I'll be living in the new California state where we won't have health officers. There's no need for one.
No. No, there's absolutely no need. And, you know, the setup for all this has been ongoing for a long time. And one of the big setups that I explain to people is how, you know, Gavin Newsom gets his power. And he's got this continuation of power since March 4th. He signed the Executive Powers Act for California to obviously handle, quote, the COVID virus business. But strangely enough, back in 2015, that particular Powers Act was modified by the state legislature and signed into law by Jerry Brown to modify it so that this power could be extended indefinitely only until you can get a joint resolution from the Assembly and the Senate to take the power away. It used to be that it was the power had to be given up at 60 days, but now it's just an extension. And oh, by the way, the legislature is going to stay out until probably the end of the year.
You know, Paul, I don't even think they'll come back in 2021. I was already told at the community college where I am may not be working for much longer. Now, this is interesting to me. So back in early March, I was told, you know, to clear out my desk and to not come back. And then somehow this president has a crystal ball because he told us that we were not going to come back in the summer. And then a couple of months ago, I was told we were not going to come back in the fall. And about 2 weeks ago, I was told we're not coming back in 2021. So I'm just telling friends and all those listening Obviously, this is not about a virus. It has nothing right. to do with it. And even if it did, here's my view, even if this was the bubonic plague and people were dropping like flies left and right, even if I was crawling on the ground, gasping my last breath, nothing in my view, in my God-given right to life, ever stands before freedom. You want to stay home, you want to get injected, you want to wear a mask, be my guest. Nothing, not an explosion, not an atomic bomb, not the world's worst earthquake, none of that comes before freedom. None of it. And for those of you that say I'm selfish, is there a crime against being selfish? Yes, I am selfish. My own protection comes first. That's what I have to say about that. I don't have to defend my right to be selfish.
No, not at all. Well, listen, I know you have to run for time. It's the bottom of the hour, and it goes very quickly. And I know you're going to be involved with New California. We've invited you to be a speaker at the convention, and you've accepted, which I really appreciate. And there's more on what's going to be happening in the convention. We'll be breaking that news tomorrow, more speakers and so on. Charlie Kirk is going to be with us from Turning Point. He's going to be one of them. We have several others to announce. But I really want to thank you so much. You're doing just such a courageous job. And, of course, New California fits right in with what you're talking about. And I think you can see what we have to do, the work that we have to do to make this all happen. And it is happening. It is actually happening, and we have support all over the nation. So tell us again how we can get a hold of your website.
Go to www.thehealthyamerican.org. That's .org. And there you can get on our newsletter list, which is the best way that I can stay in touch. Paul, we are creating groups all across the country and even in Canada and the UK, because people are fed up, and here's what they need. It's what you've been creating. People want to be pointed toward hope. They want to know that there is a remedy. It is not enough to complain. You need to actually do something. And so we are going to be putting together people in local areas for local moral support. They can shop together. They can uncover these health orders. They can do the research. They can share the information. And who knows, we might just be, you, with what you're doing, might be creating a model for a new Oregon and a new Washington and a new New York. Why not? People are fed up. They need to take action. And I just want to applaud you for the groundwork that you've done so far, because the time is now. People are ready to roll up their sleeves, all hands on deck, and let's keep sailing in the right direction.
Peggy Hall, thank you very much for being with us, and look forward to more time spent together on the radio and everywhere else, because getting the word out is the most important thing that we can possibly do. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Awesome. Well, Peggy Hall here with us on Agenda 21 Radio. My phone is lit up and my emails are going crazy. Everybody seems to like, obviously, what Peggy Hall has been saying. So we're going to come back. We're going to run through the commercials here very quickly, and then we'll come right back. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. It's a21r.com. This interview will be up on the news cycle. So you'll be able to pick it up at the end of the show here, probably about an hour after the show. So anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
People are sitting there breathing freely, building your immune systems without masks. How disgusting, how shameful, how criminal, how corrupt. This is a hoax. It's a fraud. There's nobody dying in excess of any other year in the last decade. Are you aware of that? Stop listening to absolute charlatan doctors like this Dr. Chow, who I wouldn't go...
Your time is up. Thank you. Next speaker, please.
You're telling me that I have to breathe in CO2 when God gave this body the ability to extract that from my body, and now you want me to put it back in my body. I have natural rights as a sovereign citizen of the United States.
Thank you. Your time is up.
You are kneeling on the necks of the people, and you are continuing to act in a thuggish manner.
Ah, this is the Orange County Supervisors meeting that you just heard Peggy talking about. The chief says a mandatory mask order. Who imposed the mandatory mask order resigned June 9th, just before this particular. This is just before, after receiving threats from the public. Shocking. She's pictured here. Clayton Chow, who was appointed as the new chief health officer. Listen to this. This is Mr. Clayton Chow. Supported predecessor's mask order despite public opposition.
People are now able to commit crimes while fully shielding their faces from sight.
I begin with the question, are you smarter than a fifth grader? I remember teaching my own fifth graders about the respiratory system. These 10-year-olds understood the most basic important element needed by the human body is oxygen. So I ask you, why in the name of science and health would you require people, especially children, to wear a mask only to rebreathe the waste product the body wants to get rid of?
Making our children wear masks is contrary to the medical experts, and it's fundamentally wrong. They need to be exposed to bacteria in the air, playing on jungle gyms. Kids need sunlight, exercise, interaction, youth sports, and prayer without masks. If you deny them that, in 20 years, you're going to have a population of immunosuppressed, antisocial adults who can only interact via Zoom and FaceTime and need gloves to shake your hand.
I have been discriminated 5 times in the last 2 days. I have been actually turned away. I cannot go in these businesses without a mask, even though I have a health condition.
These children need to be back on the field, not in 2 weeks, now. As you can see,
Taylor's got a soccer uniform on, and we're still not playing soccer.
Guys, it's over. Like, really? Like, you know? I mean, are we still talking about this? Like, it's over. You know, this lockdown? I mean, you're looking at numbers and data, and, you know, I go to a resort, nobody's wearing a mask. Then I come here, everybody's wearing a mask. I go to a protest, nobody's
wearing a mask. Thank you. Your time is up.
He went and fought where, Dad? Where did you fight?
What's that?
Where did you fight?
In the Philippine Islands in World War II.
And his fight was for your freedom, my freedom, his freedom, and everybody that's here today.
I don't know if you guys are robots or whatnot. So please stop imposing Chinese communism tactics. This is America. We need our essential bread. If you're not human, please join Elon Musk on his trip to Mars. And let us and vote for our breath. Please, let us breathe.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, right? I mean, it's just kind of shocking, isn't it? Kind of shocking to see this sort of thing going on. But this is the way it is in our society today. That was the meeting in which Peggy spoke a little bit later, and they rescinded it right then because, you know, Clayton Chow, he's already a felon. He's a felon. He's a felon. See, this is the thing. He's got to have bona fides. If you want a lawless society, create a lawless society, you get people that are lawbreakers to serve in these positions. That's what this is. He had to have a crime before he could be put up to that position, right? And by the way, he's got a big, huge thing going on at UCI, University of California, Irvine. Right. Right. He's got a big deal going on over there. No one wants to talk about that. Shocking. It's all going to come out. I mean, it's already out there anyway. The people in Orange County all know about it. We know about it. Shocking. Shocking. I just want to, you know, we're not trying to play shock factor here, but what we are trying to do is kind of let you know that the bottom line to a lot of this stuff is it's kind of crazy, 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 right? Anyway, I just thought I'd share these things with you. And we're coming up to, really, it's kind of interesting. We're coming up to another break. And we gotta do our thing here for another commercial. Then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more. Gosh, you know, time flies when you're absolutely having fun. And by the way, people are just texting me like crazy. They're saying shocking and things like that. Anyway. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, and I just want to make sure that you know that there are the websites for New California. We have two websites right now. We're operating out of two, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, and doing some great work and a lot of signups going on. NewCaliforniaState.com and NCS51.com, NCS51. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715.
800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. It is amazing. Isn't it shocking? It's shocking. Oh my God, he's got to say shocking, shocking, shocking. Yeah, we got to do that every once in a while. We really, really do it. I'm going to open up the phone lines, by the way. So if you want to call in, you may do so. And that telephone number for calling in is area code 215-867-8255. And give me a second to make sure the lines are all clear. We're looking at all this. So if you want to call in, you know, some people go, oh, Peggy, and they're... I'm getting so much input by way of different things, people calling and things like that. So we can, if you want to call that number, you can do so. And that number is 215-867-8215. That's the number you might want to call in. We got people saying they don't do this, they don't do that. Anyway, we got, so the number is up. Actually, right now. So you want to call in 215-867-8255 and probably have some questions about what's going on with Peggy Hall. Yep, she's part of the New California State Movement, and what an addition, huh? Yeah, a lot of things going on. We're going to take her words for it and join the fight, obviously. I think everybody wants to join the fight and be part of something where we can push back and this is not about a virus, guys. This is about a total takeover of our country. And, you know, they've snuck in these health officials that are communist all throughout the state. And they're ordering people around, and they're actually weaponizing the stores now. They're absolutely weaponizing the stores. So this is against the law. Stores cannot violate your First Amendment rights to go in. And they're doing unlawful acts against you. And now we have the big enforcement going to happen with the big boxes. You know, they're gonna be enforcing things against you, and it's really sad. It's really sad. But this is what they want to do to take us down as a country, and we have to push back. We have to recognize this. This is the face of totalitarianism. And if you want totalitarianism, wear the mask. You know. Get hypoxia, you know, continue to rebreathe your carbon dioxide. And as you heard these people from Orange County last month saying these things, you know, it's a matter of empowerment for everybody to understand what's going on. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing through New California. And we already are, you know, we already are. And it's going to be... like I said, it's going to be kind of interesting moving ahead with this whole thing in New California. I'm really excited, and we're going to be—we got more speakers coming up, and you already heard from Peggy Hall. She's going to be one of our speakers, going to be at the convention, and Charlie Kirk of Turning Point is going to be with us. He's going to, I think, make it a barn burner for us, actually. It's going to be in Fresno, California, the 10th, 11th, and 12th of September. And really, really happy, if you have not heard, but a donor has come forward and donated a large picture of the president and Melania together. And it's very valuable. It's very valuable, but they've donated it to us to actually conduct an auction so that people can contribute to New California. It's a form of a fundraiser for us. And I'm just really, this all came out, this is all sideways. You know, people around the nation have been, and other parts of the world, by the way, have been watching the New California State movement. And we've sort of made the cry out that we're at a different level now. We need money for other things like, you know, batteries of attorneys and things like that. And this is a good fight, obviously, for the creation of a new state. And we're now in other states, new Illinois, new New York, and other states, you know, new Nevada, which is, of course, a big deal. It's a small state, but it's a big deal. By the way, it's interesting. We're following the model for West Virginia. West Virginia came in to the Union, was properly put in by in 1863. It made the attempt to come in 1861, finally made it to 1863, and it was declared a state by the president, Abraham Lincoln. Shocking. And then in 1864, Lincoln needed, this is a great story, Lincoln needed to become president again. He was looking around and said, how can I do this sort of thing and become president? What can I do to force the states to become, you know, to become a new state, and I can actually get more votes in, you know, and especially the electoral votes. He calculated to win re-election during the Civil War, because everybody was upset with him, you know, that it was really much in doubt about whether or not he was going to be able to win re-election. So he scammed it. He said, I got to bring in another state. I can get electoral votes if I bring in another territory. And I brought one in here with West Virginia. He said, that was pretty cool. So he had more electoral votes, sort of guaranteeing his place in history, so to speak, you know. And, of course, he got in. He absolutely got in, which was really a shocker, I know, to some people. But he won re-election. And it was all because of the telegraph, by the way. Incredible stories. Telegraph. He got in primarily because what he did is he guaranteed that what he was going to do was he was going to bring in Nevada, getting three more. And by 1864, just before the election, they were running out of time for the Congress to be able to act on the issue. So they ended up telegraphing. The entire Constitution that the state of Nevada had written and authorized. And they telegraphed it for the first time. It was like a fax machine, but it's the very first time a document was ever telegraphed or electronically sent, was the Constitution of the state of Nevada. And of course, it passed the Congress. And Abraham Lincoln signed the proclamation. They made it like about a couple hours before the termination could happen. Isn't that just an incredible story? And, of course, he won election. And he needed those votes, the electoral votes that came in from Nevada. So Lincoln brings in Virginia and Nevada. And he wins re-election in 1864. Say anything about Donald Trump?
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. Death. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected.
go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
One zero.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
To show you how important this election was for Abraham Lincoln. This is from the story, and the story is entitled The $60,000 Telegram That Helped Abraham Lincoln Abolish Slavery. The very first electronically transmitted document was the Constitution of Nevada to the President Abraham Lincoln, actually to the Congress. It says, Abraham Lincoln needed votes in January of 1864 as the Civil War raged on. The president was gearing up for re-election, believing his loss was imminent. But in order to unify the shattered pieces of the nation and abolish slavery, he needed 4 more years. With more time, he could end slavery with a law, but that law needed votes, which, by his own count, he knew he didn't have. Says, in his hunt for votes for his re-election and for his new law, he turned to a map of the United States, focusing its dark eyes on the newly formed territory called Nevada. By turning Nevada into a state, its citizens could vote for Lincoln's second term. Votes from Nevada's 2 senators and 1 representative would provide the margin Lincoln needed, not just to win a second term, but to ratify, listen to this, the 13th Amendment and clinch the abolition of slavery. All he had to do was put some finishing touches on the untamed territory to transform it into an acceptable candidate for statehood. And quickly, elections were around the corner, and Lincoln was at the mercy of a slow legal machine of Congress. And he had to make his plans. Of course, you know, they didn't have automobiles, they didn't have planes and trains. Well, they had trains. But the time it would take to get that document to Lincoln was weeks, not months. So they turned to the telegraph and transmitted the very first document, which was the Constitution of Nevada, to the Congress. And they authorized it, they approved it, and they became a state. Slavery was abolished. It's like New California. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.